about him, he's going to want to talk to me.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Now, if there's a field's got a fence around it, and a man's got to get from one corner to the other corner, he can either go all the way around the fence, or he can climb over the fence and go from this corner to this corner. Now, what would you call that if he went from one corner to the other corner?
One corner. One got over the fence and went... across the field.
Okay. What do you call it when somebody or something just goes every which way? You might say that a car skidded on the sand and it went how across the road.
Cut across buckets and fibers.
Okay. I didn't realize you had a... Is he your son you were talking about in Vietnam?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
I got one in Colorado, Benwood, Colorado, one in Vietnam.
Good gracious alive. Well, how long has the one in Vietnam been over there?
He's been over there in... December.
Uh-huh. Well, he's lucky to be going someplace else. I think that's a terrible war.
It sure is.
I've been watching, have you been watching the convention on television?
Yes, ma'am.
So have I, and that, I really hope that McCarthy or McGovern or somebody besides Humphrey would be nominated, because I don't know if I can vote for Humphrey with a clear conscience, and I know I can't vote for Nixon.
Okay.
So I don't know what I'm
doing. Don't like Nixon either?
No, don't like Nixon a bit. Nixon's worse than Humphrey, I think. I tell you, I just don't know what I'm going to do. Do you like him?
I don't
like, and Wallace is the worst one of all. That's where I think sometimes maybe I ought to run for president. Just so I could vote for somebody I thought was all right.
That's right.
Let's see. What do you call evil spirits? Some people believe that they come out at midnight and then vanish at daybreak. If a person is walking down a deserted road late at night and hears a noise, he might say, I'm not afraid of what?
Ghosts.
Okay, are there any of those around here? You
ever seen him? I don't see any of
them. Well, have other people seen him?
Yes, there's other people. I've seen him.
What kind of ghosts are they? Are they in the shape of people or animals or what?
They're in the form of a human.
Uh-huh.
I've heard some of them people in the fact that I have seen some in the form of humans.
Uh-huh.
And some in the form of a dog. But they can know it because he could be running all over there. I have run all between the legs, but it just disappeared.
Golly. Mm-hmm. And that's how you knew it was a ghost, just because it disappeared?
Yes, ma'am. It couldn't hit it. I missed him, and I knew it'd be right over him, and it just disappeared out of the way, just like that.
Well, was this around here, or was this in Baxley?
That was in Technicolor over there.
Uh-huh.
When I saw that. Right.
Well, you say you've seen people, too. But
I've seen them right here. You know, in the form of people, look like people.
Well, how did you know they weren't people?
He wouldn't be on the ground.
Good gracious.
He wouldn't be on the ground.
Well, what would they be wearing?
They look just like a human, but they were just like a leaf, you see.
Golly, and you mean they just hover there?
You could get down and look between, down on your stomach and look, and you see that their foot is not on the ground.
Uh-huh.
It's just like a shadow, think about it. Just like a shadow. Just like a shadow.
Uh-huh. Well, do they do anything? And they have come after you?
Nothing scary. You're
scared. Uh-huh. Well, somebody I was talking to told me that sometimes if a person dies when he's hungry, then his ghost will come back and rattle around in the kitchen.
I can't talk about that. I can't talk about that. I don't know. She died down here with a father then. I don't know if she died hungry, but she'd come back.
Uh-huh.
And you have done it?
Yeah.
I had an uncle and Amy lived there, they keep coming in and calling her. Call that dog's name, Tiana, call it just a thing she could call it. Yeah, in the kitchen there, it's like she just broke every dish in there, but yet still, you'd be doing everything to be in his place.